Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host, Scar. I'd like to welcome everybody to another episode of Laughing Hyena. I have a special guest with me, Hyena Trey.
What's up, Hyena Trey?
And let's let America know what platforms we on.
All right, that's it.
Google.
Apple, iTunes.
Spotify.
Radio in public.
Stitcher.
Breaker.
CastBox.
Pocket Cast.
Overcast.
Blueberry.
Chartable.
Same time.
Anchor. The platform that made it all possible, ladies and gentlemen. And you can find us on all those episodes, on all those platforms, as well as this episode right here. I'd like to ask Hyena Trey, what's the discussion for today?
Man, we talking about leadership, man. Leadership, it's not meant for everyone.
Leadership is definitely hard to come by. We know that.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, are y'all leaders? Do y'all know of any leaders? I try to be a leader, but sometimes, you know what I'm saying, I come up short. But what about you, Trey?
Man, I'm a leader, man. You're a leader? We got some people behind me and back me up. And, you know, if I'm down, they pick me up.
So you got a good support system.
Got a real good support system.
That's what's up. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, do y'all have a support system out there? You should. And if you ain't got one, you need to be trying to get one. You can't do it by yourself.
That's right.
It's like a jungle sometimes. It made me wonder how I keep from going under.
Yeah. That's true. I mean, you look at good people like LeBron and Curry, everybody want to beat them. But everybody can't beat them.
No, they can't beat them. The game is to be played. That's if you want to play games.
That's right.
But, you know, some people take their life a little more serious, you know, because it comes with consequences, a lot of failure, a lot of self-acceptance. And sometimes you can be bumping your head against the wall and not making, you know, and keep doing the same thing, looking for different results. They call that insanity, right?
Yeah.
But America, you can definitely phone in and leave a message on 205-285-3159. Leave a message on this show, whether it's good, bad, how we doing, you know, we welcome all suggestions. Okay.
Alright.
Moving along. All right. Procrastination. Trey, tell me a little bit about procrastination. How have you procrastinated?
Man, when you do your work, like it can be in school, it can be on the job, like you just it's that depression. It ain't even, you know, procrastination will come, but it's that depression you feel when you just don't want to do nothing. Like a person tell you, hey, can you do this shit for me? And then they'll come in and be like, yeah, and then like, okay, you go do it. They go do it, and then they forget. Or they just don't want to do it. You know, they just saying something to say something.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? That's procrastination right there.
Do you think it's self-inflicted?
Do I think it's self-inflicted?
Mm-hmm.
It's like I said again, man. It's a depression that you under. Because I got some people that's like, you know they want to do it, but they either depressed about it, they nervous about it, or they just don't want
to
do it.
You think they don't have the self-confidence to do it?
They don't. They probably, most likely, yeah. They don't got the self-confidence to do it, and they always, you know. I told my friend, I said, hey, you need to do YouTube. He was like, I'm thinking about it. I don't know. Then he started doing it, 2,000 views first day.
That's not bad.
That ain't bad.
That's not bad. America, do y'all procrastinate? Procrastination can come in a lot of different shape, forms, and fashions, you know? What you up against? What you trying to get accomplished? Don't procrastinate, because only you can do it.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, and sometimes you don't have enough information. You know, sometimes you got to go about researching this thing. Trey, do you agree?
Yeah.
You know, I know that, you know, you look into, you're pretty computer savvy. And, you know, you just can't go in this thing blind, because, like, when you go on an interview, they're going to ask you questions out of left field.
Yeah.
You may not want to answer.
You know what, Hyena Scar? You know, if you think about it, honestly,
mm-hmm.
it's who people look up to. That's the end of the game. You can look up to some bad people, you can look up to some good people.
Well, you know, bad influences ain't gonna tell you how to go about doing an interview because they ain't doing it.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, that's just like the leadership we was just talking about. Everybody can't be leaders. Some people are just meant to follow. Follow your lead because you're the only leader that they got in their life.
But guess what? If you're going to be a follower, you better have somebody that's good up under you.
True. You know, with leadership, you got to prepare yourself. You got to already know that it's going to be failure somewhere within.
Yeah.
You know, you can fail 1,000 times, but all you need is that one opportunity.
That's right.
See what I'm saying? And like, sacrifice. A lot of people don't know what sacrifice is. I didn't know what sacrifice is. You know what I'm saying? It took me a long time to come to the point where I have to sacrifice. I have to give up certain things. Whether no matter what it is, America, you're going to have to give up something to get something.
That's true. That's absolutely true.
Sometimes it ain't what you know, it's who you know. I've found that a lot of times to work for me. What about you?
I found that the hard way. You see what I'm saying?
But you learn from your mistakes, right?
Yeah, you gotta, let's take school for example, and this is something that teachers don't even realize about.
Uh-huh.
If you attempt to do the work, or if you try, even if they give you probably, let's say they give you like a 67, if they see you trying, they might bump up your grade.
True enough, because you're putting forth the effort.
At least they see you doing something. Now, if you don't, man, I don't want to do it. I don't know how to do it, man. I can't do it like that. You see what I'm saying? And then they gonna take that and they're going to be like, okay, we're not going to bump your grade up. We'll see you next year.
Mm. And that's failure.
That's failure.
Can't never could, y'all. Can't never could, America. Phone in on that 205-285-3159. Speak on it. Could your can't never could? Are you faced with that today? How you going about it? Do you even got the proper information to even take a chance on it? Moving right along, man.
Alright, so going off what someone else said, man, that's the next topic.
Oof.
I can't. Oh my God. Man,
America, you gotta feel us on this.
That could be, you know, that could be something either good or that can be something either bad. You see what I'm saying? You can't always listen to what people say because it affects you and it affects your mental. You see what I'm saying? Like, it could, you can, Keisha from down the street can tell you, say she doesn't want to fight you. You go up to that dude, you already mad. You like, who? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That puts you in a certain state of mind where I'm going to beat this man, you know, ass.
Or you could be the victim.
Yeah. You know, they'll come to you and then they'll be like, all right, wait, you talked about my sister. You hit my sister?
Yeah.
I mean, I seen people get shot and killed over that.
Yeah.
And that's crazy.
In America, I know y'all can relate. It happens all the time. And, you know, when you go off what somebody else's thinks, they're raising the bar on their expectations of you. That's setting you up for failure. I mean, dumb it down a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Talk to me. You know what I'm saying? I'm a human being. I'm just as human as you. You know what I'm saying? Something tragic happened to you, it happens to me. You know what I'm saying? Tragedy happens every day. And it's just not enough information, and it's not enough pioneers and pillars in the neighborhood or in the city or in the state or in the country that's really an example to follow. Who gonna help you in your time of need, or who gonna show you the correct way? The correct way, ladies and gentlemen. The correct way. Not the right way. I find myself faced with these challenges. You know what I'm saying? Right never worked for me. When I've learned about the correct way of doing things, then that opened up doors and opportunities. That was educational in itself. It wasn't on paper. It wasn't black and white. It took somebody who wanted to see me do good for myself to bump me up, to bring me to that level where they are. You know what I'm saying?
And sometimes, you know, going off with someone else say could be a real positive thing. You see what I'm saying? Like, you hear a lot of motivational speakers, and then that inspires you, and that creates deep down inside of you what you want to do in life. You see what I'm saying? Like, let's take, there's so many motivational speakers and leaders.
But you know what, Hyena Trey? A lot of those motivational speakers, it comes in the form of a book that's black and white. And you know what? A lot of people don't like to read. Phone in on that America, 205-285-3159.
Okay.
They don't like to read.
That's true. Man, shoot. I mean,
you know, they'll pick up a gun before they pick up a book.
Hey, but let's stay out the read stuff, because, you know, my old girl don't like to read, you know what I'm saying? But she's smart. You know, there's a lot of people that don't like to read, but they smart. You see what I'm saying? Another thing, some don't have the education to do the research.
Oof. And, you know, I find that happening a lot of times within the family.
Yeah.
You know, family members, they want to see you do good, but they want to see you do good they way.
Right.
But what's they way? What's they way?
They way is what's off TV.
Or what they're doing.
That's
true. We may not have made it to where they are.
Yeah.
Don't nobody know another person, male or female, no matter what color you are, path. I'm not the author of nobody's results. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't even the author of my own. All I can do is put in the time and the work to try to make it happen. You know what I'm saying? And be on bending knees, hoping that my creator will see me through it. And just a little bit.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Just like this podcast thing. You know what I'm saying? I just stepped out there. I didn't know the right from the wrong or the do's or the don'ts, but I know more now than what I did last year. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Some people don't even know what they signed to. Like, let's say these rappers, for example, they signed all these contracts and major deals, and then now they stuck. You do what we say. Man. That's
for big. Every action, there's a reaction. You get what you put in. How many people can you count on your hand that's putting in the effort and the time to make something happen in day life? It's slim to none in mine.
That's true.
You know, I see a lot of people looking to me to do something so they can do something. How can I motivate you when I got to motivate myself? I got to find, I got to have some people in my life or some mentors in my life or some people who want to see me do good to help me gain momentum.
Right.
And when I get mine, then I can reach back and help somebody. You see what I'm saying? But it starts with me. And it starts with you, America. Phone in, 205-285-3159.
Ooh, man. Next topic. I'm not willing to go off someone else's uneducated guess. Family, friend, or foe?
Friends and family.
Okay.
Friends and family. Because, you know, your enemy, you ain't going to really see him too tough. But sometimes your enemy can tell you some profound shit. You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes your enemy, matter of fact, and this is what I found out. You know, they always made that saying, you know, have your friends, but keep your, you know, I think it was keep your friends,
but keep your enemies closer. Sometimes it'd be the other way around. You think so?
Yep. All that flexing and all that showing off can put you right at the bottom. I've seen it. Don't flex too much. Don't. There's no reason in this world to show off $8,000 on Instagram. Mm. $8,000 on Facebook. There's no reason to do that.
Was it income tax money?
Man, it don't even matter. When you show off that type of money on Instagram, when people know you got money, they're going to come to you. They might pretend to be as your friend just so they can get to where you're going. Just so they can have what you have.
But you know what they say? The wolf always come in sheep's clothing.
I'm telling you, man.
I mean, how can you get around it?
The only way to get around that is to have your circle small. That's why, I mean, that's the only good thing rappers basically say nowadays is have your circle small and have your circle tight. But you also want good people in your circle. How can you do that as a leader? You network.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can have your circle. So, you know, I can have some people, some best friends I talk to, and it'll be like 3-4 friends, right? That's my circle being small. However, you got a net, and I have associates that I network with that's not my friends.
And you know what? That's profound that you said that, Hyena Trey, because associates, friends, they are not one and the same. I keep them separated. Because when I need my associates is more on something like priorities. Friends, they're just there to really filter how you feel about yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because ain't too many friends been stepping up being a friend. A true friend. A true friend you ain't even going to see every day. America, can you relate to that?
That's true.
205-285-3159. You know, real talk.
And we'll talk about preparation again, man. You know, preparation.
Are you prepared? How you in the tray?
I'm prepared, man. One thing about me is I don't want to throw no doctors and hospitals under the bus, but yeah. Man, they'll give you prescription medicine and mm-hmm. they'll say, this is good for you. Take it. It ain't good for you. How I know it's good for me. You know, you go to school, everybody makes mistakes. Everybody.
Yeah.
So one thing I always learned about is that if it's not affecting me internally,
you ain't affected by it.
No. If it's not affected, like inside, like let's say my organs failed or something wrong with me inside of my body, then I'll go to the hospital doctor. But if I just got a scratch on me, mm-hmm. I don't need to go to the doctor for that. If I got a little cut that I know I can heal myself, I don't got to go to the doctor hospital for that.
True. I want to bring this up, America, and I want to bring this up to you, Hyena Trey. Why is it what we think is good for us isn't, opposed to what we don't even want to do, be the best decision we can make, man?
People got to understand.
Wow.
People really got to understand, man, that you can go to the pharmacists will have like this, that, and the other side effects.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be some supplements that don't have this, that, and the other side effects that you can take that's still good for you. Do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Let me shout this out. There's some people take Adderall. Okay.
Yeah.
This is a good example. Adderall. People don't realize Adderall came from the same plant that cocaine has.
Really?
It did. Same plant that cocaine came from.
People, America, 205-285-3159. Did you know that?
People also don't realize that, Adderall can affect, not only, because I took Adderall, I took Focalin, all the medicine, they basically gave me that, because I had ADHD.
Yeah.
They basically gave me all the medicine that they could to try to make me stay focused.
Did it work?
No. It got me focused, but specific medicine that you can prescribe to somebody does not work for everyone. That's what I hate about doctors. That's what I hate about hospitals. You cannot give someone ibuprofen and expect every single person in America to react the same thing. It just does not work.
America, it don't work like that. What works for you don't work for the next person. But see, that's where we all different. But do the doctors know that?
Doctors don't know that, man. The doctors will try. That's why you sometimes gotta do research on, what prevents hair loss. I've done research myself. Mm-hmm. Instead of me buying, I think they got these what's it called? God. They got these new, pills out that if you take it, it'll make your hair grow.
Really?
It's the side effects harms you because in the end, you can, I think they had like little, I forgot what it is. I can't remember right now to the top of my head, but it's these little gummies that you take, it'll make your hair grow.
Mm-hmm. I always thought it was mane and tail, America.
And you take them, you think your hair gonna grow, and then you find out, okay, yeah, it's growing a little inch, but there's natural stuff like honey, green tea, that's actually scientific approved. Scientists tested out in rats that green tea can actually make your hair grow. Did you know that?
They said, what I've read is that the properties in ginseng can do more for you than some of the multivitamins that you take on a daily basis. I guess that's why a lot of people get into those herbs and stuff like that,
They get into, a lot of people get into herbs, and I'm one myself to get into some herbal medication only because, well, herbal healing, as they call it, only because it's an alternative to, you know, the side effects that some of the main medicine gives you. And that leads me back to talk about the Adderall. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't take Adderall no more. You know, I don't take Focalin no more. I take Alpha Brain. You know, it benefits me because it's a supplement and it came from a specific root called cat's claw.
Yeah, yeah.
And it doesn't do, I mean, it'll give me, it'll make me stay focused, but I can still eat food. Adderall prevents me from eating. So I'm losing hella weight.
So what you saying, it steals your appetite.
Yeah. I'm losing hella weight. You know, I'm losing pound after pound after pound after pound.
But when you take the Adderall, do you get anything out of it?
The only thing you'll get is a nasty taste in your mouth, stomach pain, because you're having ache, headaches, mood swings. Mm. Nobody wants that. Like, I don't want to be mad. I came home from school after taking Adderall and Focalin every single day. And you know, it works. It might work for some people. You know, don't get me wrong, but it wasn't working for me. Cause I was coming home every day after school. I mean, I was punching at walls. I wanted to fight my brother just because we were arguing over a basketball game.
Mm. So you had a short fuse. It made you intolerant to your peers, your surroundings. You was just at wit's end.
That's what it made me do. And people have to understand that there's always a plan B.
Yeah.
This is on this, this, and this takes us back into leadership. This takes us back into procrastination.
Yeah.
You know, if there's something that you want to do, you always have a backup plan to become a leader. You always have a backup plan to not procrastinate.
Mm-hmm.
There's some, like, you know, some people take coffee to not procrastinate.
True. Drink your pot after pot after pot after pot.
Still keep them going.
Yeah.
You know, it could be a bad thing, it could be a good thing, but you always need a backup plan in case plan A don't work out.
But you know what, Hyena Trey, why as human beings do we feel like we need something to keep going?
We don't. We don't need, actually, we don't.
It's like we already got everything that we need on the inside, but how do we activate it to use it?
Listen. Unless you're born with a condition or, you know, something happened to you, mm-hmm. That's affecting you,
mm-hmm.
then you really don't need anything. If you're taking something for depression, you just got to find out what makes you happy. If let's say you take a bunch of ibuprofen because you know you just feel as though you know you hurt. Mm-hmm. Now, I fell on the floor. Your body gonna heal itself.
Mm-hmm.
It should. If your body cannot heal itself, then you go take some medicine. You know, I fell down some tables. All I can do is get some ice and put it on me. I seen a dude who actually fixed. He broke his arm. He actually fixed his arm with nothing but ice. Nothing but ice. Can you believe it?
What did he dislocate it? Did he break it?
He broke it.
Wow.
His arm got twisted, and the only thing he did was kept pressing it back. And kept putting ice on it. He kept moving it with his hand. Mm-hmm. And kept putting ice on it. So eventually, it healed itself.
Wow. You know, I know a lot of people who...
But you know, everybody different. You know, I ain't saying go out there and break your arm. And then go put some ice on
it. And try to do what he did.
Yeah, try to do what he did. He was crazy.
You know, I know a lot of people, and some of them even family members, you know, they have issues with their health that's going on. And... what makes them too proud? America, what makes you too proud to go see about you? To go get under a doctor? Especially if you ain't got insurance. All you got is time.
No, I can't.
Does your health got to get so bad that you about to die before you go check yourself in somewhere to the emergency room, to be exact? I mean, I that's something that I can't wrap my mind around, because, you know, I got some members, you know what I'm saying, who I know that their health is declining.
And let me say this, Hyena Scar. I'll tell you something that it was confidential information.
Yeah.
But I can actually say this because I'm not there, and I haven't been there in about eight years.
Yeah.
Some health insurance companies out there there has been, they hospitals have been sued. Mm-hmm. Nobody, and they don't talk about this on TV. Hospitals have been sued. I've been through documentation after documentation after documentation. Oh, it's confidential. Man, there's hospitals that gave the wrong, there was, and I never forget this in my life. This is why I don't trust hospitals. This is only me. I'm not saying y'all don't go trust hospitals after what I'm about to tell you. When I was working in like a health insurance company, there was documentations of hospitals getting sued. So there was one documentation where they didn't clean their needle, gave 8,000 people AIDS.
Ooh. Wow. Did they get sued?
They got sued.
I know they did. How did they do that? Like, what? How? Who wasn't paying attention?
They just don't care. It's not that they don't care, because a lot of them care. They just, when you're in the hospital, you're in a real stressful environment, because they want to get patients in and they want to get patients out.
Absolutely.
And when they want to do that, they're rushing and they don't know what they're doing. They don't, you know, sometimes they don't even give blood tests when they first go in. They don't test the people. You know, and oftentimes hyena scar, you know, they just don't think. You know, we're all human beings, but we can't always rely on doctors and hospitals to take care of us. We gotta be
proactive.
We gotta be influenced enough, you know, by me speaking to you or other people, you know, some people giving you good advice to mm-hmm. understand that you got in the end, it's you're gonna die by yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We're all human. At the end of the day, we gotta die.
Yeah.
Hey, some people don't know, you know, it don't matter about your belief system. At the end of the day, we have to die. So as one, we got to take care of ourselves.
That's right. Well, Hyena Trey, I appreciate you coming on the show.
I appreciate you, Hyena Scott.
America, like we said earlier, you can find us on these platforms. Hit me, break it down one more time. Google.
All right. Apple iTunes.
Spotify.
Radio Public.
Stitcher.
Breaker.
CastBox.
Pocket Cast.
Overcast.
Blueberry.
Chartable. And Anchor. Much props to Anchor and Hyena Trey. Before we sign off, let the world know about your endeavors, man.
Man, shout out. Big shout outs to LSG _ Fashion. It's one of my upcoming clothing lines.
That's right.
Big shout out to Rage Babe. It's my it's one of my best friends' YouTube channel. She does gaming on IMVU.
Mm-hmm.
And the last big shout out goes to this album, JM Vercetti, Family Game Night. Y'all go check that album out. It's the whole album is really, really good. Y'all, you know, it's good music to listen to. And y'all just go check that out.
Check it out, America. This has been a great episode. It's episode one, second season. We got a lot in store. So tune in. It's Hyena Scar, Hyena Trey. We signing off.
Yeah.